Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know the name Kim Alexis. I mean, she's been on the cover of over 500 magazines, appeared in 6 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues, as well as walking a runway for top designers around the world. And she also, by the way, served as Grand Marshal for the Phoenix Veterans Day Parade. That's fantastic. Kim, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
How was that experience?
Oh, for the parade, it was wonderful to be able to be on the car. I was in like a pink Barbie car, a convertible, so it was great. But it wasn't super, super crowded, and the car was going slow enough where I could make eye contact with each of the veterans. So,
that's cool.
It was very emotional at the beginning. Myself pulled under control a little bit. I'm like, I can't start sobbing while I'm on the Barbie car. So it was nice though to be able to salute the veterans and say thank you for your service.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. And you know, you've been always throughout your career very patriotic, very unashamed of sharing your patriotism and your faith. And it's just you know, I feel like this week's show is going to be a very refreshing show for people because we just had Savannah Guthrie on a couple of days ago talking about her new book and sharing her faith through that book. Have you heard about that book?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good week for the National Defense.
There you go.
So, and now you're a contributor to Men's Journal, huh?
Yes, I write wellness articles for them. And I've just had this curiosity over the past, probably through my lifetime, but didn't quite realize it, that I was always looking for better ways to improve my health or be better. And part of it stemmed from being in the business I was in, where right. I always needed to look fresh and young and stay young. And as you get older, that becomes harder and harder, as you know. So for me, it's how can I stay as pure and natural as possible and still enjoy food and enjoy people and enjoy life. And part of modeling was always having things denied and taken away,
right,
and
right.
not able to enjoy whatever it was. So I had to change my mindset that I'm doing this and this is a better way to live because I feel better, I look better, and I just perform better. So it's part of its mindset.
We're talking to former supermodel Kim Alexis here on the National Defense. And so when you decided to stop modeling, did you just eat like crazy? You collected all kinds of desserts.
Well, when I was younger, I could do that even when I was modeling.
Right. Right. Yeah, that goes away.
So as I got older, I'm like, wait, I can't run 10 miles anymore. I'm kind of gassed. So I started slowing down. But I would say that I used to be a really big binge eater because I swam 5.5 hours a day growing up.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
When I was swimming, we burned so many calories that I would just eat whatever I wanted and never worried about weight. So when I was first told to go to New York and lose weight, I'm like, how am I going to do that? So with losing muscle and changing like that whole denial thing that I was just talking about. So after modeling, no, it was that I always, now I had children. And so I was trying to like make them healthy organic waffles and whatever it was. And then I'd go off and do a work or something and have a nanny that would give them Eggos. So my kids learned they could call my organic food fake food, and the stuff they would get at the grocery store, the real food, even like pumpkin pie, I would make steam the pumpkin and peel it and make pie, and they'd call it fake pie.
Wow. Well, so, we have a daughter who's vegan, so we've had to learn, based here in the beef capital of the world, Kansas City, Missouri, we've had to learn really what vegan was. And so my wife has gotten very good now at preparing vegan meals. And
you have to get creative.
Yeah.
There's creativity involved. And yeah, it's just substitution. So I had a girlfriend bring up jackfruit as a, right. which is, you know, a vegetable, but it's in place of meat. So there's right. things that you can do, but it does take really studying and learning. So I took a class on it. I'm actually a graduate of a vegan mastery course. So,
oh, wow. Yeah, jackfruit and chickpeas have become very synonymous with us in this household. But it does take some creativity, like you mentioned. And do you think things are getting kind of better about that on a national scale in terms of finding those kinds of alternatives?
I believe that, yes, we're not only able to obtain different vegetables and fruits. And then you have to wonder, is that good or bad? Because some people believe in just eating what's grown in your area, which is indigenous to your area.
Right.
So like somebody in Alaska might not want to eat bananas because you're not going to be growing bananas in Alaska.
Right.
But for the most part, the creativity, there's so much variety out there. And then you're starting to see so many people doing great recipes and things that I hadn't thought of. And then that gets me creating and I have to always tweak and change a recipe and make it work for me. So it gets the creative juices flowing. I think women love sharing with other women. And I don't know if as many guys love doing it. Some guys love to cook, but just the whole idea of being in the kitchen and, oh, I didn't think of that. Let me try that with this.
Right.
And this. And
so, right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite meal? What's your favorite thing to cook right now?
I've been doing a lot of soups and I soak my beans overnight and then add a ton of different vegetables. We do eat some poultry and fish and beef that I get from a really good source. Mm. And so once in a while, I'll put that in there. But I love the whole idea of a big pot of soup. So one's sitting there now waiting for us tonight.
That's fantastic. We are talking to former supermodel Kim Alexis here in the National Defense. And so I can imagine with all of your experiences in modeling and also just being representative all around the world, you must have visited some military bases and installations, huh?
I don't think I really did.
Really?
I was asked to help the USO and I was so excited and then somehow it fell through and they never asked me again. Like, I can't sing and dance up on stage, but I'm sure I could do something to help relieve the tension over there. So,
how old were you when you started modeling?
I was 18 years old in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
So I just turned 18 here.
And do you remember the first time that you had that moment of, this might just work out for the rest of my life?
Well, I put off college. So I was going to go to pharmacy school. So I put off college. And I remember the year must have rolled by and the college asked me, they're like, so are you coming next year? And I'm like, wow, that's already a year. That went by that fast. So even then I didn't really know. And it wasn't until a couple of years because we were working all the time. I mean, I literally had my nose down working. We didn't have social media. We didn't understand how what we did affected other people.
Mm.
We didn't realize they were waiting for the magazine to show up in their mailbox. We didn't realize that they were studying the makeup of how we did our makeup artists did our makeup. And then they would try and do the same thing. We didn't understand all that. So it was just a strange thing. But I remember the first time someone said the word supermodel, and it was about four or five years in. And I'm like, what's a supermodel? And they're like, you are my darling. And I thought, really? Wow. So that's kind of when I realized that I was in some special group.
Yeah. Well, I think if I'm correct on this, you came up in the same class as the, like a Cindy Crawford and some of those.
She's a little younger.
Okay.
So I came up with Carol Ault, Kelly Emberg.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they're right around. One's older, one's a year older, one's a year younger.
And I mean, the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated, I mean, come on. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
Well, and for me, it was natural because I grew up with a swimsuit on all the time.
Yeah.
So it was nothing. But I remember being interviewed for that and going to offices in New York City. And I had on just a white t-shirt and a pair of jeans. And she talked to me for a couple minutes, Julie Campbell. And then she said, okay, you're going to Africa. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. What part of Africa?
Kenya.
Okay. I've been to Kenya. I've been to Nairobi.
Kenya. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a fantastic part of the world. And the people there are so great.
Yes. Yeah.
That was just
it was a really neat experience, but I went out, I didn't know. I flew in from New York City, you know, so it takes 2 days to get there.
Right.
And well, the next morning, I mean, you're doing swimsuits, right? So I went out for a run in the middle of nowhere's land. So I should not have done that. I'm like,
yeah, right. Exactly. And, yeah. And everybody, I remember everybody in Nairobi just walked everywhere. You know, very, very few cars, and they just walked everywhere. So,
yeah,
what is?
Well, I was in the middle. I was in the bush. I was in the Maasai, okay. Maasai's area where the Mara was.
Okay, boy, what a sensation that would be to, you know, happen up on that kind of a shoot with you guys there. But I think sometimes that people don't understand. I mean, you're talking about your, you know, working all the time, and I've heard other models say that, and it's, I mean. Of course, it's glamorous, but it's work.
Yeah. We didn't realize we benefit the glamour kind of now as we're done.
Right.
And you can look back. I mean, I have boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of photos. And so I look back in this 5-6 years that I was working, I'm like, I worked all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you have 3 grown sons. Is that right?
Yes. 3 sons, 37, 34, and 29.
And so when they got a sense of who mom was, how was that?
Well, for them, I was still mom and I was very hands-on right. with them. So they were excited and kind of proud, but I would make sure I put my kids first. So I would have a kid on my hip, maybe one standing next to me and someone would ask for an autograph. And I would make sure my kids were fine first before I would take that sure. 15, 20 seconds for whatever fan wanted something, me to sign, whatever it was.
And that's how you come across, just very down to earth, very, very humble throughout your career. And I know that you were a judge on so many different pageants, right?
Yes. Yeah. I was pretty good at picking 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, at least the top 3.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Really?
Over and over again. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And it's, I don't know if you knew this or not. She's going to be on with us here in a couple of weeks, but the winner of Miss America this year is a pilot. She's in the military. It's the first military winner of Miss America ever. She's 22 years old. I think her name is Marsha Marsden, I think. And she's going to be on with us here in a couple of weeks. But I mean, how fantastic. What a recruitment poster, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she'll probably get a lot of flack for that one. But,
yeah. Well, I think that though that they're recognizing, you know, they need to do some things like that to attract, you know, younger recruits and people who want to be in the military. So I think it could be a phenomenally smart move.
I mean, she's got to be smart.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I want to say, oh my gosh, did she go to maybe Harvard? I don't know, but she's got a lot going for her for sure. And sure. Now what else are you doing now? So you're doing, do you have any kind of food references where we can check out, go to a website?
I have my website, kimalexis.com, and in there I have written, first of all, you can see a lot of the past work if you want to reminisce and go down that rabbit trail. But I also have created 11 books. Many of them are ebooks, and it was focused mainly on my health and my dieting and detoxing and things that I thought were important. So depending on what your interest is, the first one I ever did was writing a book on my own book was on modeling, how to be discovered, because there were so many people that would ask me the same
sure.
exact questions each time, like moms who were worried their daughter wanted to go to New York. What do I do? What do I tell them? Can they talk to you? I'm like, here, I'm writing a book.
That's
read
good.
The book.
Yeah. Yeah. KimAlexis.com. And man, my wife was so excited about what you're doing food wise, because the way that works in my house is we call her the queen of supplements. And so she will hand me some things in the morning and say, take these. And I go, what is that? And she goes, it's good for you. And then I take them and it's good for me. So, I mean, all of those supplements now.
Yeah. You're a smart guy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I think it's just because of a supplement I take.
Yeah. Well, But first, we need healthy food. I mean, it would be, we would probably take less supplements if, number one, our soils were better and we were getting enough mineral content from them. I think a lot of Americans are starving for minerals. And yeah. So that was the first thing when I met my husband 7 years ago. I'm like, yeah, you're eating a lot of beef. We need some minerals. So I started giving him a lot of vegetables and I would supplement with liquid minerals. And he realized that a lot of his cravings went away because his body was getting what it needed. So if we can get that from food, that's wonderful. If not, then we do have to supplement.
Yeah, you know, I've recently discovered the joys of cottage cheese for some reason.
Well, that's a pretty pure protein.
Yeah, yeah, it's I like it. It's good, you know. And you're gonna not everything that's healthy for you is good tasting, but you know, a lot of it is now. And is
so there's a recipe with cottage cheese, and you mix it with just like a little bit of fruit in the blender. And you put it in, you freeze it, and it's like an ice cream.
Really?
So there was something on Instagram. I haven't tried it yet, but you may want to whip up that cottage cheese and make it into your ice cream.
Well, Kim, listen, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time and continued great success. It's just, it's incredible. Your career is just amazing, and you just continue to do good work. So thank you so much.
Well, yeah, it's continuing and staying relevant. So I'm also developing a jail ministry. So women coming out of the jail system to try and get them back into society.
Let me ask you about that real quick. Because my sister, she volunteers with her church to go to a women's prison. And she was a little bit, I don't know, not scared at first, but she was a little bit unsettled. And now
you can. So yeah, I've been through this whole thing where I was going to start a Bible study in the jail system. And they said, if there is a lockdown, we will not come get you. You are not going to be our first priority. And I'm like, okay.
Right, right. And they said all of those things to my sister. And they said, this probably won't happen, but just in case. And she heard that and she goes, maybe I won't come back. But she's going all the time now, and she loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Well, we're catching them once they've come out and been processed out of the system to make sure that they develop new healthy habits, healthy boundaries, and not go back in, to give them the tools they need to get a good job and to stay out of trouble.
That's great. Now, where can we find out more about that?
I'll put it on the site when it's up. It's still in development.
Okay. Yeah. At KimAlexis.com.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time, and thanks for supporting our military.
Oh, love it. Thank you for your service.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.